We are learning Maseches Yuma, Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on Tap and Amud. We had a Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. What is the source? What's the makar of being Pirish 7 days? According to Rabbi Yochanan, there's a makar from the Torah, from the Pasuk of Kasher Osa Bayim Hazeh, the Pasuk of by Meluim, it says, Kasher Osa Bayim Hazeh, Tziv Hashem Lassus Lachaper Aleichem, that teaches Lachaper is Yom Kippur. According to Rish Lakish, the makar is not from Meluim. That's the pasuk by the Shivas of Yambalum, which happens before Rosh Chodesh Nisan when they put up the Mishkan. According to Rosh Lakish, the Makar is from somewhere else. The Makar is from Matan Torah. The pasuk says, by Yishkoin, Kevoid Hashem al Harasin Mechasei Olam Shesh Yomim. And just like before, Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim, he was Parish 6 days, so he also learned that 6 days. Why 7th day? 7th day is Midrabbanan, that's Tumah. That's the Makar is Vyechon Rosh Lakish. So Omalei Vyechon Rosh Lakish. Vyechon tells Rosh Lakish, Bishlama Lididi. The Afinim Meluim, Hainu the Tanya, Zevzev Maslov Kol Shiva, Kol Chatoyu Shahu Sham. It says in the Brisa that every day of the 7 days of Prisha, when you separate him 7 days, every single day of those 7 days, they were spritzed on him the dam from all the Chatoyus, all the Para Aduma that were there, put away in the Chael that's in the Beis Hamikdash. In the year after, right after the Beis Hamikdash, they put away all the Para Aduma waters, and every day he got spritzed from all of them. Why did he get spritzed from all of them? The guy in the Maseches Paro says the reason is just in case one of them is more kosher than the other one. But like apparently, they did a hazah every day. So there's Lo Yochanan says if you learned that from Meluim, so we understand they have to hazah every day. Why? Because by Meluim, what they did every day to Aaron HaKohen was, and Aaron and his kids, they spritzed on him dam every single day of the 7 days. So just like he spritz dam, here they spritz mei chatos, he spritz the para aduma water. Because they see there's a din hazah. So we read inside again. Bishlam v'didi afinim v'luim, harim v'tanya zevizem, meizin alav kol shiva, mekol chatoi shayu shav, all the chatois that were there, that means all the para adumas that were there, they have enami hazah. Because there was also Azam Meluim. Therefore, this is like Meluim. Eli the Dach, but you are a Shlokish, the Yafis Messinai, you learn out the Din Priest from Sinai, Hazav Sinai Yavai. There was Azam by Sinai. There's no Azam by Sinai. Amalei, Lutamech, Minicha. If he was any better, but Meluim was Dam. They spritz Dam. Hachamayim, here it's Paradum. It wasn't Paradum water in the Shiv. Meluim was Dam, it was blood. So it's blood from the carbons. What shaykhs? So holy kash, that's not fair. Tani Rav Chiya, nichnasu mayim takas dam. Mayim is instead of dam. They're both like the same idea. But Eli the Dach, hazah v'sinu miyav, there's no hazah at all. So what's pshat? They did hazah every 1 of 7 days. But some of me, instead of the dam, instead of blood, did water. But you, what shaykhs? Amalei mayla ba'alma. Amalei mayla ba'alma, just a mayla ba'alma. That's what I did it. The question is like this. That there's two things we'll speak out. First of all, if the Oyel knows Chumash well, so then the parasha of Spatim is a parasha that talks about Matan Torah. And in that parasha it says, Vayikh Moshe Saddam, Vayizrik Alam. It did do as Rika did. It was Azah by Matan Torah. So, Tosis asks his kash, Tosis Masra Azah, and the answer is that Zrika was not for a Tahira, because it was on the Kolaam, it was like Dama Bris. It was Dama Bris, there was no Shaykhis to that. It was Dama Bris. Mechari, you can say a little bit of different teretz also, that there, it was, this dam was, they spritzed that dam by the Har Sinai before Matan Torah, it was nothing to do with the Prisha. Here, is in the Yimei Prisha, that's why it's Chalak. That would be another teretz to answer to Tosis Kasha. Now, another point that Tosis put down, Tosis Divrei Masechta Nichnasu, that it must be the Yafusa from Meluim, the Limud, the source from Meluim, is only like a Smachta, it's not Mamash Deraisa. Because how can you say that nichusu mayim takas dam if it's a real drasha? If it's a real drasha, you got to be exactly the same. If it's a smachta, you can say, oh, nichusu mayim takas dam. But if it's a smachta, if it's a real drasha, it's harder to say that. So therefore, Taisa Shita is that the limud is only a smachta, not mamish at the raisa. Not like smashma from Taisa Sushanim and other rishonim, that's the raisa. So let's talk about Ravaita. We have Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokes over here, if the limud is from Har Sinai or the limud is from Meluim. Tayyik was there, Rabbi Yochanan, Tayyik was there, and Shlokes. We bring a raya to each man the Yama. We bring a brisa, a raya to Rabbi Yochanan, who's learning from Meluim, and bring a raya from a brisa to Shlokes, who's learning out from Matan Torah. Tayyik was there, Rabbi Yochanan, it says in the Pasuk, beginning of Parsha Achrei Moyes, which talks about Yom Kippur, bezois, with this, Yavai Aaron al Kodesh. Aaron will be able to go on the Kodesh. So we're dashing right now, the drasha is from Bezois. What does Bezois mean? With this. You know what this means? B'mash'om b'inyin. What it says earlier in the Torah, in Sefer Vayikra, Mahi, what is that? B'inyin ha-malum. Bezois means it goes in with what says in the malum. That's it goes into the Beis HaMikdash, into the Kodesh Kodashim on Yom Kippur. It goes with Bezois, what says in the malum. Now we'll see what the drasha is. Bezois, the Gemara is saying, is extra. The word Bezois of Aaron is extra. It means the way you go in is with the parasha of Meluim. What does it say by Meluim? The Aaron Pirah Shiva, Aaron separated himself for 7 days, and he had a din to Mishamish to work in the Beis HaMikdash. That day was his day. On the day of the Akamas HaMishkan, the day the Mishkan was erected, it was his job to be the Kohen that day, like Kilu, like Yom Kippur. All 7 days before, Moshe taught him the halachas of the avodah. Also, there is when the Kohen Gadol is barfus for Yom Kippur. There is Kohen Gadol parish shiva umsham shem echad. He's parish 7 days and he works 1 day on Yom Kippur. Ushnei tamidah chom a tamidah shal Moshe and similar to Moshe, two tamidah chom who are tamidah of Moshe lafuket tzedukim who teach the Yom Kippur parish different. They held they had, you had to light the ketores before you went to Kodesh keep on a raw like a parish. They held you go into the with the Ketores lit already, and we know Moshe Rabbeinu said not like that. So Shnei Tamidei Chacham Matamid Shemayish Lafuki Tzedukim Moshe Rabbeinu Kol Shiva, and they give him over the dinim the halachas all 7 days. In order to teach him the avoda, Mekan Amru Shiva Shem Kenekbur Mafrishin Kan Yigaldom Abeisa Elishkas Bahedrin. So we see from here that 7 days for Yom Kippur, you have to leave your house and go to the Lishkas Bahedrin and separate yourself from your family and go to Lishkas Bahedrin. And the Brisa goes further. Just like the Mafresh Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur, you also Mafresh the Kohen who burns the Parah Aduma, Lishkas Apnei Abira, Tzvayna Mizracha. To the Lishkas Apnei Abira that was on the northeastern side, what was it called? Lishkas Ha'Evan. And so it says Kushem. Now Rashi says Kushem means just like you find in Kippur, we learn out like Misvara to Sverif Esapara, and it's only a mile abam. Rashi speaks out. Kushem Shafish Rashi says Loi Mikroyaf Lo El Mile Abam. Why is Rashi saying that? Because we're going like Rabbi Yechonah. Rabbi Yechonah Shita before is that there's no such drasha as last size for Paraduma. Only Lechap. And when I ask Rabbi Yechonah, what do you do with the Sverif Esapara? Says Mile Abam. That's the Rashi's teaching. Kushem Shafish means. That's only Malabama. And the Brisa goes further. They spritz on him all 7 days the waters from the Paradum. All the chatois that were there. So the Brisa is going to keep on going. But the Brisa is clearly saying that we learn out from Meluim the din of Prisha Shiva, which is right to Rabbi Yechonah. And the Brisa goes further. Omer, kasha also v'yem hazeh tziva Hashem las so yislachapa aleichem. The pasuk says at the end of Parshas Meluim, just like we did over here, Hashem is mitzava do other places also. Las is elu ma'ase paro, lachapa elu ma'ase kipurim. Las is ma'ase paro, lachapa elu ma'ase yoyim ha'kipurim. Ad kana Brisa. So right away the problem, the elu shalchap right away. We just said that fear of Yechonah, there's no drosh of. Para Aduma, they have to be Pirates. Here the Brisa says clearly, Las is the Kabbalechem, Las is the Para. So Toysfis on Gimel Beis of Master, the Rabbi asks this question. He says, Beloy Garcinum Bebrisa, Middle of Toysfis, the Rabbi on Gimel Beis. Beloy Garcinum Bebrisa, the Tanya Kof Seder Abirchen, Las is the Maisa Para. Elohok Garcinum, Las is the Chapers, the Maisa Kurim. Vechain Mashmo Tech Pirish Rashi, Shapirish, Kushem Shmafrishim, Lav Mikro Yavlo, Malabama. And Rashi refers like that. Rashi says, Kushem Shmafrishim is Malabama, so you can't be garbage to these words. And kind of Brisa, the Brisa is the first second of Yechon. We learn out the din of Prisha Shiva from Milum. So Gemara Zakasha, Haki say Bezois, Yavai Ari means with the parasha of Miluim, because extra, it's not extra. Haki Bezois is by a little goofy. That the way you come into the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur is with Paran Bakalachat, that's why I loyal. That's me. Bezois of Ari means the following thing, it's not extra. So Gemara, no, the problem is Bezois is Lashon Nekeva. And a par and ayil were zchor, were males. Amri ila karv luchudei le makra bezeh oy beila. Just say in the pasuk either bezeh yavayarin or beila yavayarin. My bezois, which is lost in the keva, shami not tarati. We see from there that it means something in the keva also, which is pre-sha, and that teaches us that you have to be separated 7 days. Why is the Gemara the pasuk kasha osu v'yemizah? My va'omer. What's the pasuk va'omer? Brings the pasuk kasha osu v'yemizah. V'chit heim v'yemik burim kamud v'yaprisha. Mate, you're right, bezois. So it means the first Yom Kippur needs a prisha. Who said kash gamalum? Who said every Yom Kippur needs it? Yom Kippur va'alma loy. Who said every Yom Kippur will need prisha? Inami, another thing he could have said. Kohen gadol kam only Aaron Kohen is v'yaprisha. Kohen gadol va'alma loy.
Touch.
What? Why then? Zeres kosher, zeres of Aaron. The first thing that to inaugurate Aaron or to inaugurate the first Kohen Gadol in Yom Kippur, you have to do it. But you don't know further. Tashema kasha also v'yemizeh tishem lasis l'chav aleichem means l'doyres teach us to do it weiter and further in the rest of generations to have prisha. Like upon him, this is a long brisa that is mefurish like Rabbi Yechonon. Now the Gemara want to bring a brisa now to Rish Lakish. Remember, what's Rish Lakish shita? He learns out from Har Sinai. He learns out that the priest is not from Meluim, it's from Har Sinai. Now, where was the priest in Har Sinai? You have to know, where's the priest in Har Sinai? You have to learn the psukim to see if there's priest of Har Sinai. Now, there's a pasuk that says, it's at the end of Parashat Mishpatim. The pasuk says like this, Vayishkoin kvayda Hashem al Har Sinai. Hashem rested his presence on Har Sinai. The cloud covered it for 6 days. Hashem called Moshe on the seventh day from the cloud. That's the pasuk. When is that pasuk talking about? Before Mount Torah or after Mount Torah? Clearly, Rish Lakish is learning it's going after Mount Torah. Because if it's going before Mount Torah, you don't see Prisha from that it got covered for 6 days. Why not? Because Moshe Rabbeinu was not perished the first 6 days. He was back and forth to Hashem and to Klal Yisrael giving back messages. So he couldn't have been, he wasn't being perished. He went back to Klal Yisrael. So the only way you can learn that this pasuk is a makar, it's a source for Prisha is if Ayishkin Kavayit Hashem al Arsina is going after Mount Torah. So we see a brisa that discusses just this, and that's where we, if you have a mandiyamu who says that these psukim were after Har Sinai, 6 days after Har Sinai, then we know there's a riot to Rish Lakish. Tanya Kama say to Rish Lakish, we have a brisa like Rish Lakish. Brisa says like this: Moshe Olav Banon, Moshe went up in a cloud and a Skadish Banon, got covered by a cloud and a Skadish Banon, and it got. Became holy through the Anon Kedei Lekabel Torah Liyisrael B'Kedusha, in order to Mekabel the Torah for Klal Yisrael B'Kedusha. Shinam, like it says in the Pasuk, Vayishko in Kvayda Hashem al Har Sinai, and this Pasuk we just read, Zeho Yemaisa Acha Aseres Dibris. This Maisa was after the Aseres Dibris, after Matan Torah, Shahayu Tchila L'Arbaam Yem, which was the beginning of the 40 days. Dibre Rebbe Seglili. That's the Shita of Rebbe Seglili. And this is going to be the riot to Rish Lakish. This is Rebbe Seglili. Tosfos Rosh where he speaks out. It's not the same level of Tanya Kavasei like in Rabbi Yechonon. Because in Rabbi Yechonon, Tanya Kavasei is Mamash Mefurish, that we learn out from Eluim to Dairus. Here, it just says that by Har Sinai there was a Prisha. It doesn't teach us that we learn out from there. But like upon him, we do see that there's an idea of Prisha in Mount Torah, and that's enough for the Tanya Kavasei. Tosfos handles this also, the Master Tanya, yeah. So basically the whole Vishkin Kvar Hashem is going after Har Sinai. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Vayishkin Kvayda Hashem Mirish Chodesh. Rabbi Kiva holds that Vayishkin Kvayda Hashem was Mirish Chodesh. Now, this machlek is when Torah was given, on the 6th day of Sivan or the 7th day of Sivan. Obviously, if you learn Vayishkin Kvayda Hashem means Mirish Chodesh, so then Matan Torah was on the 7th day. Because it says, Yikra, Moshe V'yei Mashvi'i Matech Anon. Hashem called Moshe Matech Anon. V'chayekseo Anon Lahar, Vayikra Moshe. So the question is that if Hashem is calling Moshe on the 7th day, didn't the whole Klal Yisrael get to Torah? Why is he calling that for Moshe? So Gemara says, or Kiva says, Moshe v'Klal Yisrael oimdim. Both everyone was standing there when Vayikra Moshe, including Klal Yisrael. Lebar kosev lechali covered the Moshe. The Torah wants to give cover to Moshe. The Torah wants to give cover to Moshe, and that's why he says Vayikra el Moshe. But really, the whole Klal Yisrael got the Torah, and this pasuk, according to Rabbi Kiva, went before Matan Torah. We have two more Ma'adi Amrim, who also go with the Mahalach, that the Vayishka in Kvayda Hashem, the Anon, for 6 days was after Matan Torah. But it could be that's not right to Rish Lakish, and we'll see. Rav Nosson Omer, Loi Ba'a Kosov, you know why he was perished 6 days after Har Sinai? To get rid of all the food in your stomach. It takes 6 days to get rid of everything in the stomach. He had to be a Malach. Couldn't have any food in him. Rav Nosson Omer, Loi Ba'a Kosov, Elamarek, Achila, Vashtiyah, Shemeyav, L'sumoy, Kimlach, Yasharis. To make him like a malach, So it needed 6 days to get rid of all the food and drink that was in the system. So like Rashi speaks out, this is not a riot to Rosh Lakish anymore, because we don't have to do that before Yom Kippur, so then you can't learn out. It's only a limud from Yom Kippur. In actuality, the Gur Sari says, that's why it's Mefurosh riot to Rosh Lakish. Because what's Rav Nosson saying? Loi ba kosh el of this. It's mashma Rav Yisrael Glili learned that it was a dim prisha, and therefore it can be learned in the Darius. Rav Nosson don't learn in the Darius. It was only over there that was a chil of a shtir. Rav Masi ben Charosh Amar, a fourth mahalach, if it's all with Rav Yisrael Glili's mahalach, not Rav Akiva, Rav Masi ben Charosh Amar, loi ba kosh el ayim alav, to make him afraid, to make him have fear of Hashem. Kedesh yitei teruninus ba'ima v'resas v'ziyah. The Torah has to be given with fear and with reses of zia, is like dread or whatever the English words are of this, but it all means a lashonis of fear. Shenema, it says in the pasuk, "Ivdu es Hashem v'yira, serve Hashem with fear, v'gilu b'rada, and rejoice with rada," also with a type of being scared, dread. So what might be gilu b'rada? I'm Rav Adav Amas, I'm Rav, Mokim gila sham tiy rada. Mokim gila means, Rashi says, matan Torah of the luchos. Like it says, so there has to be Rada. Therefore, in order that Moshe Rabbeinu should mekabel the Torah b'Rada, he went up there, when he went up to Shemayim, therefore he had to be perished for 6 days. And it's a mechalikas achroinim, if lefi this is a raya to Rosh Lakish or not. On one hand, you can say, yeah, every time you go into serve Hashem, you have to be with fear. Or dafka matan Torah, and come out in Torah. Tosfos brings different mekar for Gila. It says, kusiv oiz v'ched v'av m'kayma. That in the place where Hashem is, that's where Simcha is. Akaponim, we have over here the Brayis of Rosh Lakish, which are basically who says that there's a Prisha after Matan Torah, it's right to Rosh Lakish. Rabbi Kiva holds the Prisha, it was no Prisha, it just means 6 days, the Onam covered the har before Matan Torah, and the seventh day got the Torah. And we have Rabbi Nosson and Rabbi Masi Vachar, should go over basically this Mahalach, that was afterwards, but they say a different reason. Either it was to clean out the food, or La'ayim Alav, to make him have fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.